Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Masjid Darussalam, Toronto, Canada. Saturday after Asr Salah, 17th of Ramadan, 28th of August, 2010. Make competition for good deeds. Offer Tahajjud Salah and recite Surah Yasin. The Bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وقال عز وجل وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون وعن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وحضرنا رمضان أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه ويباهي بكم ملائكته فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الطبراني صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما Respected and honorable brothers, honorable ulama ikram, respected elders, colleagues, friends and children in Islam, honorable mothers and sisters, yesterday, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were discussing the hadith of Hazrat Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala an, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ramadan has come unto you, a month of blessings, a month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to you with His special mercies, He descends upon you His special rahmah, He forgives your sins, He accepts your dua. And we were discussing the issue of acceptance of dua. Yesterday I mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person should read the Quranic verse, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُضِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ And thereafter read a dua regarding which a sahabi, Hazrat Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for some guidance in regards to debt. And at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read this Quranic verse and thereafter read this dua, رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما تؤتي منهما من تشاء وتمنع من تشاء اللهم ارحمني رحمة تغنيني بها عن رحمة من سواك اللهم أغنني من الفقر واقض عني الدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم If a person read this dua, then inshaAllah, thumma inshaAllah, Allah will clear his debts inshaAllah. Not only that, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith that if his debt is equal to Mount Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of this dua and through the barakah of this Quranic verse, Allah will make arrangements for his debt to be fulfilled inshaAllah. So it's a great Quranic verse and a great dua. We should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his treasures. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our prayers, inshaAllah. Moving on, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your tanafus. He looks at your competition with each other. Competition in what aspect? Not competition in how many worldly gains we will get. Not competition in regards to if somebody's got this kind of a car, I'm going to have one better than him. If somebody's got one mansion which is worth $500,000, I'm going to have one which is worth $1 million. Competition is not in regards to the dunya. Competition is in regards to deen. If somebody is able to read certain amount of the Quran, I'm going to try and compete with him, subhanAllah. Yeah? This is what the Sahaba had. They would try and compete with each other in khair. And today society is competing with each other in shar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Total opposites. Total opposites. The Sahaba would compete with each other in khair. Look at Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Yeah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he makes an announcement that we are going to go and we're going to go to a battle. I think that's where Tabuk. And it was a battle which was a long journey. And they had to be prepared mentally, physically, monetarily. So they had to be prepared. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an announcement for collection. And he says that, can everybody bring as much as they can? Because we have to be prepared, well prepared for this expedition that we need to undertake. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time thought in his mind, okay, today I have an opportunity to surpass Umar, to surpass Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I'm going to beat him today. So he goes home and he brings half of his belongings, whatever he possesses, half of his wealth, he comes. And he gives to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you ask, this is what I've got." So what have you got, Umar? He says, "I've got half of my wealth, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the sake of your in your khidmah and for the sake of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abu Bakr, "Abu Bakr, what have you got?" Abu Bakr said, "Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, I have brought everything. I have only left Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah." Umar says, "Allahu Akbar. Today I thought I am going to surpass Abu Bakr. But look what he done. He brought everything. He didn't leave anything behind, subhanallah. Yeah? He brought everything for the sake of Allah's deen." Sahaba would compete with each other in goodness. They would compete with each other in try to gain khair and taqwa and the qualities of a believer. In today's society, somebody says, "I had a wedding and this is how much I spent on my wedding, on the wedding of my daughters or sons, or this is how much I spent." Says, "I'm going to have a wedding, I'm going to spend more than that." La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Yanduru Allah ta'ala ila tanafusikum fi Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Fatima, Zainab. Allah wants me and you to compete in goodness. Let's compete with each other. You know, I can remember when I was a child and when we used to study in our Darul Ulum, Darul Ulum al-Arabiya al-Islamiya in Bury, in Lancashire, in UK. We were children, we were innocent. Yet Allah gave us tawfiq. He gave us tawfiq to compete with each other in how much sabak we can learn. You know, we used to compete with each other. If you can learn two sides, I'm going to learn three sides. You know, we would compete saying, who's going to finish Quran first? You know, we would compete for khair, in goodness. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted us in our task. We would have a competition of who can make sure that they don't swear. And in our rooms, we are 12 people living. And we said, whoever swears, they will get a punch, subhanAllah. Yeah? Whoever swears, gets a punch. So we need to compete with it, making sure that we don't swear. And if we do swear, then you know what you get. You get a punch on your back. You know exactly. And we just had this concept. We just had this idea of let's make sure that we don't swear. SubhanAllah. Allah assist us, subhanAllah. Allah helped us. That became a means of us saving our tongues from the filth that the normal youngster would be saying and taking out from their tongues. Today we see, and a'udhu billah, in today's day and age, youngsters don't hesitate to swear. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They're swearing left, right and center. No control over the tongues. They're swearing in front of their parents. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Allah protect us. We have heard of incidents that children not only swearing in front of their parents, but actually swearing to the parents. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You this and you that. Swearing to their parents. This is a sign of qiyamah. Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. So competition, my brothers and sisters. Competition should be in respect to our deen. If somebody is praying one Quran every few days, so I will compete with him, inshallah. Not too sure. But as a means of encouragement. As a means of encouragement. Not arrogantly and boasting. And not the way we read Quran today. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. People reading the Quran, not with concentration, not with devotion. They're reading the Quran and they would say to each other, I have finished 10 khatam in Ramzan. But no difference has brought to their lives. They've finished 10 khatam. Every Ramadan they do 10, 20 khatam. But the khatam, it's finished. It doesn't bring a change. Why is they reading the Quran? Na'udhu billah min that they will be looking around. They will be talking. They will be basically ordering. No concentration. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Quran should change our lives. We have to compete. If we read little, yet we read it with the real love of Quran, with the intention that Allah changes my life, Allah will definitely change our lives, inshallah. Yeah. So let's compete with each other in goodness. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِ. Allah is watching our competition. Allah wants me and you to compete. He says, okay, my servant, what can you do? He says, I can read, inshallah, I'm going to read tahajjud. I'm going to read ishraq. I'm going to read chasht. Salatul duha. Yeah, I'm going to read the after, just before it becomes midday. The prayer which we read, salatul duha, great salah, subhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the nearest meaning, whosoever will read 4 rak'at of salatul duha, 4 rak'at and then 2 rak'at, Allah will reward him of hajj and umrah, inshallah, subhanAllah. Yeah? Great rewards are there for me and you for reading these kind of great prayers. Salatul awwabin, in after maghrib salah. And then obviously the great namaz of Salatul Tahajjud. The very namaz regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. Allah mentions there that pray tahajjud and it is optional. But for Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it wasn't optional. For him, he took it as something he used to pray every single day. But for us, whenever we get the opportunity, we should try and read tahajjud salah. A great namaz. One of the best salats. Subhanallah. One sheikh, name is going out from my mind. He mentions something very good. He says, teen dil agar jama ho jaye, if 3 hearts get together, then what can you ask about this? Which 3 hearts? Teen dil. Number 1, Quran ka dil. What is the heart of the Quran? Surah Yasin. Or fir raat ka dil. The time of the latter part of the night, the middle portion of the night, which is the time of tahajjud. So a person is reciting Surah Yasin in the middle of the night, and these 2 come into the heart of a person, subhanAllah. The heart of a believer. These 3 hearts, if they get together, ulama say if a person reads Salatul Tahajjud, and in Salatul Tahajjud, he's praying namaz of tahajjud, so he's in the latter part of the night. In Salatul Tahajjud, he is reading Surah Yasin, and obviously he is a mu'min, so he's got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam in his heart, then inshaAllah, there is no doubt that Allah will not accept his prayer, subhanAllah. Definitely Allah will accept his prayer. So first and foremost, let us try to recite Surah Yasin in the time of Tahajjud. And those that have memorized it, read in the Tahajjud namaz. If you haven't memorized, then at least read Salah at the time of Tahajjud, Surah Yasin separately. InshaAllah, this will be most beneficial. But try and learn Surah Yasin, which is the Qalbul Quran, which is the heart of the Quran. My Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially regarding Surah Yasin, mentions, Man qara'a Yasin, fi sadri nahar, qudiyat hawa'ijuhu, aw kama qal, alayhi salatu wa taslim. This great Surah of the Quran, subhanAllah. every morning that we wake up, we should read Surah Yasin. Not put our alarms on with the music and with the radio show in the morning. No, we don't need that. Yeah, we're going to listen to news. What's news going to benefit me and you? We can listen, fine. But when you go out into our graves, is that going to benefit us? No. People put their alarms on with the radio, with the music. Yeah, and when they wake up, the first thing that goes into the ear is the voice of shaitan. Yeah. Why don't we put tilawat of the Quran? Why don't we put Surah Yasin? Or why don't we put something there which will wake us up with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we wake up, we say the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Rather than waking up, listening to the voice of shaitan. So Rasulullah s.a.w. says, man qara'a yasin, whosoever will recite Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day. Allah Rasulullah s.a.w. has given us so beautiful teaching, subhanAllah. He knows mankind is going to be busy throughout the day. He knows that we've got our daily chores to fulfill. He knows that we might have some difficult days, some tasks which we need to fulfill. You know, every morning in many companies they have a briefing day. They have a briefing. So morning, all the directors or all the managers get together and they have a briefing. Oh, what's going to happen today? This is this. And they have a chart and they basically make sure everybody fulfills their tasks. Allah knows that we've got tasks to fulfill. Only Allah knows the best. But Allah says, for your task to become easy, I will give you a prescription. Through the beautiful tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man qara'a yasin fi sadrin nahar. قُضِيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ. Whosoever will read Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, Allah will fulfill all his needs. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Allah will fulfill all his needs. All his needs will be taken care of. And I can swear by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can say, Wallahi billahi ta'ala, let's experience this. Alhamdulillah, many a times, you think, oh, today I've got this thing to do. How am I going to do it? But you read Yasin and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you might ask dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah through his qudrat, through his power, makes that happen and makes that task so easy that you didn't even realize subhanallah. And it happens. It's from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, we need to recite the Quran. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ. Allah looks at our competition. Let's compete with each other in how many Quranic recitations we can do. Let's compete with each other of how much good we can do. Further, Rasulullah ﷺ says, وَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about you. Yeah? We know the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, wherein he states that when my servant, he remembers me, I remember him in a majlis, in a gathering, better than the one he's in. Yeah? The one we're in the dunya majlis. Allah remembers us in the majlis of the malaika, subhanAllah, yeah? In the majlis of the angels, subhanAllah. Allah makes a mention for me and you, yeah? He says, Rasulullah ﷺ says in another hadith, عَلَيْكَ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَإِنَّهُ نُورٌ لَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَإِنَّهُ نُورٌ لَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَذِكْرٌ لَكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أو كما قال وفإنه ذكر لك في الأرض ونور لك في السماء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if you do the dhikr of Allah and the tilawat of Quran, this will be a means of our appreciation on the heaven, subhanAllah. Allah will mention me and you in the skies. Here, Allah will boast, my servant is fasting. My servant is worshipping me. My servant is praying the Quran. My servant is doing me for who? Li'ajli, for me, for my pleasure. If he is doing it for me, then I will reward him personally, subhanAllah. Allah will give us personal reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Fasting is from me, and I will reward him. And in one riwayah I say, wa ana ajza bih. I will be his reward, subhanAllah. I will be his reward. Meaning we will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Insha'Allah ta'ala, yeah? Insha'Allah ta'ala. So Allah wa yubahi bikum malaikata, the angels will boast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will boast in front of the angel. Look at my Abdullah, look at my Abdul Rahman, look at my Fatima, look at my Zainab, yeah? They are tired, they have got shahawat, yada'u ta'ama wa sharaba, he's leaving his food and drink for me. Yeah, Allah will boast. You angels, I've created you from nur. I've created you from nur. You cannot do sin.
You haven't got the capability of sinning because that's not in your nature. But mankind here, Allah has created him and his composition is of clay and water and fire. And fire basically, when it burns, yeah, it has the effect of creating anger. It has the effect of creating anger in a person. So a person, when he basically, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la ilaha illallah. When a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created somebody, has created insan with clay and with fire and water's composition, then obviously we have a choice. You know, we will be inclined towards sinning. We will be saving ourselves. And this was Allah loves. That we live our lives by saving ourselves. We've got an inclination to do sin. We want to eat but we don't eat. We want to drink but we don't drink. For a hot day today, yeah? Yet we're feeling thirsty. But we don't drink. Why? For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will love that. He'll say, look at my servants, yeah? They're thirsty. The drink is there. They've got water in there. They open the taps and running water. Yeah, but no, they are not drinking for my pleasure. They are not eating for my pleasure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will boast. He'll say to the angels, you can't do this. I have created you for my worship. There's nothing else you can do. You've been created from nur. Yet this creation of mine has not only been created from water, but also fire and also clay. And fire has the quality of actually making a person sin. May Allah protect us, Amin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So Allah will boast about me and you, inshallah. وَيَبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ فَأَرُ اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا Rasulullah says, show. It's show time, boys and girls. It's show time. It's time for me and you to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what we really mean, how much we really love Him. So we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. And mean anfus, not showing Allah the deeds which we don't do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرُ اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا Rasulullah says, show Allah from the best of your deeds. Meaning the amal which we do with ikhlas, which we do with sidqun niyyah, which we do with right intention, which we do it for the pleasure of Allah, which we do so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us taqwa, which we do so that we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants us His taqarrub. Allah grants us His proximity. Allah's love goes into our hearts. Rasulullah's love goes into our hearts. We do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us, inshallah. Yeah? فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ The pitiable one and the mahroom is that person and the badbakht is that person who is deprived of the mercies and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month. May Allah save us from being from the ashqiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the su'ada, Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make us from the fortunate ones. May Allah ta'ala save us from being amongst the misfortunate ones. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and you the proper tawfiq to act upon this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ma alayna illa al-balag. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Kareem. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk. Wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Kareem. Fajazakumullahu khayran. أحسن الجزاء في الدارين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته